I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Have y'all seen the Samuel DuBose video?
Yes.
Cincinnati?
Oh, man, yes. It's hard to watch, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to watch. Well, he was killed almost 2 weeks ago in Cincinnati. It was really 11 days ago in Ohio in a traffic stop that ended up being anything but routine. Luckily, the entire incident was captured on the officer's body camera. That video is the main reason that 25-year-old Ray Tensing was indicted yesterday for murder and is now in jail. He was an officer. He's not anymore. When I interviewed Samuel DuBose's mother, Audrey DuBose, last night on CNN, she said the indictment was somewhat of a relief.
It's overwhelming. I'm so glad that they are doing something about this. I'm so glad that the man that murdered my son is in jail now, that he's been arrested. It's a great relief. It feel like I'm receiving some justice here. And I thank God for it.
Bless her heart.
Yes. And it was, and she is a woman of faith. I don't know if you saw that press conference. She said if asked by the former officer, she would consider forgiving him. But he has to ask first before he starts denying that he did it. The family says they believe there would have been some justice served even without the video. But the video vindicated DuBose's reputation. Here's DuBose's sister. Her name is Tarina DuBose Allen.
I do believe we would have gotten some kind of a result only because the university police had communicated that Sam had not dragged the police officer as it had been communicated to the public. But I don't believe that Sam's reputation, whatever we would have gotten, it would have been drowned out by the defamation of his character that had been occurring ever since he was murdered last Sunday.
They said they were saying that he was just another thug in the neighborhood, or that he was drunk, or that he had rolled over the officer or dragged the officer down the street. This video doesn't show any of that. At the press conference announcing this indictment, the prosecutor called the incident a chicken crap stop. That's a quote for pulling over someone for no front license plate. The Cincinnati Police Chief Jeffrey Blackwell was on last night and responded to this. He responded to the officer's attorney. The officer's attorney is Stu Matthews. Here's what the attorney says. He says that he tried to create the prosecutor great prejudice against his client. He also said that there is another videotape from the other officer who was on the scene. He believes that that videotape will show the officer's version of the story and will vindicate the officer.
Well, where is it?
He said also that the officer was devastated and that he was shocked that there was an indictment, a murder indictment, just astounds me, he said. And I asked his sister last night about the officer being devastated. She said that that was absurd. The devastation was all in her family. The officer today will be in court to face a judge, and we'll see what happens after that. But you got to be careful because an indictment is not a conviction.
Right.
It's not a conviction.
Any cases against this officer?
Not that I know of. The officer is 25 years old, and I don't know if there's anything that's stuck from this officer. But they're saying that
no complaints about him in the past.
Not that I know of. There may be. Tom,
what about
his time on the force? But I also know that they say that the prosecutor said that this person should never have been a police officer. Acting like that, that this was a ridiculous case, and he had never seen anything like it. No officer should ever react the way he reacted.
That's right.
Yeah. And now that he's dead, and there we go. And it's all on videotape. I don't think if we didn't have the videotape, I don't think that there would be an indictment.
That's
the family
what his
does.
Mother said. Thank
because
God
the other officer. The other officer is saying, oh, he saw drag marks on the police officer, and he believed that he had been dragged. So he was backing up his friend.
the report, the initial report was that Mr. DuBose was trying to get away, and the officer tried to stop him and dragged him down, dragged the officer down the street
right.
before the officer shot him.
Right.
But that's not on the videotape.
The shooting comes first on the videotape. There is a little bit of an altercation, but nothing that is that would spark someone to shoot someone to death. He just shot him right in the head. And so there you go. And they're also praising the police department. They're praising the protesters and the family for having peaceful protests. The family's calling for calm. The police department as well. And even the protesters, they said, have been peaceful. And that's what they want. They're bringing light to it, but there is no destruction of property. There's nobody who's out of control in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Even though that
what
is
this air with police officers, Don, that they're at, the ego is just out of control?
Well, I'll tell you, I spoke to Mark O'Mara, who ironically is a lawyer for the family, but Mark O'Mara was George Zimmerman's attorney and mm-hmm. won that case. Mark O'Mara, I spoke to a lawyer's convention in Florida with him, and he said that these cases are not growing of police officers who are, you know, doing these things, especially among black people. It's just that it's the camera that they're documented now. So now people are finally seeing what some people of color go through when they are confronted by police officers. And so I think that it's the same. They've had power for a long time. They've been able to get away with it. People didn't have cameras. It's not documented. When they do, as we have seen in so many cases, when they do go to court, they get off.
Yeah.
They say their lives have been threatened. And so now it's just that I think it's just coming about where people can see what's happening. I don't think anything is changing. But I also think that it is training. Police officers
need
to be trained.
And
they need to be watched.
Even when you see the videos done, people still don't want to believe it. They ask questions like, well, couldn't they have used a cigarette to, you know, be a weapon? They still don't believe. Mm. I don't know who said that, but I have no idea.
You know who said that.
I don't know who said that. I'm not naming names. I'm just saying.
Someone who used to work with you said that.
My bridesmaid.
Your bridesmaid said that.
Yeah. You know, but I think people still refuse to believe that this happens.
Yeah, well, you're
amazing.
Right.
People She's do. Not the only person.
But I hope this is really indicates that the need for
the body cams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now the sister is fighting
for
it as well. The
Everywhere.
Sister of DuBose is fighting
Cops
for
need
body
cams.